Learning Ambassadors. Leanne Isaacson has been working in adult education for many years in rural South Australia. This is an extract from an interview recorded in 2007. Leanne, tell me about the area where you live and work.
I'm a bit in two places at the moment. I live at we have a farm at Malang, but for the past 18, 19 years, I've lived on a farm at Geranium. And in that time, been involved in the Murray-Mallee Community Education Network. And pretty much the education network was started originally as a group of volunteer coordinators who were dotted sort of throughout the Mallee, who organised local adult community education workshops within each town. And pretty much I became involved, was just one of those things, and gained an absolute passion for the adult education. A lot of the courses that I would organise came from what I saw that maybe our farm needed or I needed, or people would talk to me in the shop and want to do all sorts of things. So basically what I did then was, you know, I tried to work out exactly where the best, the most relevant place to get that learning was. Well, one of the groups that I'm involved with is Partners in Grain. It's actually a national body, but South Australian like has a branch of Partners in Grain, and pretty much Partners in Grain has women sort of dotted through it. Well, it's not just for women, but yeah, at the moment mainly women dotted sort of throughout South Australia who organise like learning activities for community members within their own areas.
Would I be right in saying that the further away from the big city areas you are, the harder it is to find learning opportunities?
Yeah, I think so, Tony. And it's probably a bit twofold, really. I mean, distance comes into it, but it's trying to actually find the people to present the learning. And a lot of cases, there's just so much skills and talent and knowledge within your local community, but it's about trying to engage the people to present the workshops. And you know, in a lot of cases, people think that the learning needs to be, you know, like a formal course or for a certain number of people, whereas the more informal learning is the most valuable, and learning from each other tends to be one of the most beneficial.
Is there a thirst for learning, if I can put it that way, in rural areas?
Yeah, there is. But in a lot of cases, I think people aren't used to learning. Then it's not until things start to happen that then they realise that there's other things that they might want to do. So it becomes a bit of a snowball effect. Once you can get people realising that things can be done, then that's when, you know, they start to want to do more. And sometimes once you create the monster, it's a little bit difficult to then find the people to present the learning that people need.
What would the role be for an ambassador for learning in a rural area?
I think an ambassador for learning in rural areas is really about bringing together the needs of the people and identifying and probably listening to your own community. And, you know, you might hear somebody talking at the netball about somebody might need to do an umpiring clinic or a coaching clinic. And so being astute enough to listen and to what's being talked about and, you know, picking up on some of the things that might be opportunities. But it's also about having strong networks and knowing who you can go to if you don't know somebody that maybe can provide that learning, knowing that you've got somebody that you can go and talk to or ring or email and say, hey, does anyone know who could do this?
Hearing that machinery in the background makes me think, I guess a lot of learning in rural Australia is just-in-time learning.
Yeah, it is, Tony. In a lot of rural areas, it's about, you know, having a need there and then and needing that knowledge there and then as well. One of the things that I've found is that, you know, over the last 10, 12, 13 years, I've been involved in a lot of groups, with a lot of education, and I think it's really, you know, nurturing the networks and the contacts that you make over just about your lifetime, but not being afraid to use those networks. You know, if you know somebody that might know someone, that, you know, it's being up front and saying, hey, look, you know, I need a favour, or I need some ideas, or I need your, you know, to tap into your experience. And I think a lot of people feel that that's either taking advantage of somebody else, or but it's really, it's about utilising your networks and not being afraid to utilise them. if people ring and ask whether you know something or someone, you can say, no, well, I don't, but I know someone who does. So, and I think that's really, the most important thing. For example, I'm involved in the South Australian Junior Heifer Expo, and part of that is like an educational program. And a friend of ours is an auctioneer, and a stock auctioneer. So I rang him the other day to see whether he would be prepared to present an auctioneering session at our Junior Heifer Expo. So, yep, we discussed that and that was fine. And in the course of the conversation, he said, look, I'm looking to buy a new computer. Can you tell me, what I need to know and some of the specifications? So it's about that sort of sharing.
Learning Ambassador Leanne Isaacson. That interview was first broadcast in 2007 in Learning Works on PBA FM in Adelaide. For Adult Learning Australia, I'm Tony Ryan.